All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Being a Dick, Episode 10. Remember, you can grab it at Patreon. Go get it. All right, let's go. Oh, this isn't that long. Call Isabella, call your dad, text Zoe, text Elena, check the ball on your desk, and study at your desk. This is not a long free roam. So we gotta call a shitload of people. What's up, everyone? I'm sending everyone the same text to let you all know that the Halloween pictures are done. Jacob's been doing some magic to them with a little bit of my assistance. You can download the pictures here. Thanks, downloading them and praying that they look good. Awesome, great job. I can't wait to see how they came out looking. Downloading them now. What should we say? Praying that I look good, or can't wait to see how they came out?
Can't wait to see how they came out. Not fishing for a compliment.
Some of them are hilarious. Isabella, call me when you're free. Hello? Hey, Bella, what's wrong? Why would something be wrong? You texted me asking me to call you. It sounded like something was wrong. Well, surprise, surprise, I wanted to be friendly. Oh, sorry. What's up? Tomorrow the gym is having free classes day, and I wanted to invite you to do yoga with me and Jill. Oh, we haven't seen Jill in a long time.
I think she was in there one or two.
Do you want me in your yoga class? I thought it would be fun for you. You've shown moderate interest in it before, and now is the perfect opportunity to broaden your horizons. I like that you want to do stuff with me and all, but a yoga class? I'll feel out of place. And I'm not sure if Jill wants me there. We had a pretty weird discussion the last time I saw her. I asked her, and she didn't mind. Also, it doesn't hurt to feel out of place. Venturing outside of your comfort zone is good for you. Like you did, showing up at our Halloween party, huh? Exactly. Alright, I'll come, but don't set your expectations too high. I've known you long enough to know where my expectations should be. I'm not sure if that's a compliment or an insult, but thanks for inviting me. Have a nice study day, Grim. Sure, good luck with work. Alright. Are you free this afternoon? I'm free all day. I've got a study day, so not much else planned. Sweet, let's hang out. Hold on. I gotta look at everything. Call your dad. Whoops, I forgot to do that. Morning, son. Morning, is this a good time? Yes, I can talk. How was your weekend and that big party of yours? Party was great, mostly. The place was packed and we had a blast. That's nice. Did everything go according to plan? More or less. There were a couple of accidents. Incidents. Not accidents.
And accidents.
Nothing major. Oh, I wanted to ask you something. I know you're not an electrician, but since you know things and people... Our power went out during the party, and we don't know what caused it. Did you get it back up and running? No, we partied all night in the dark. Haha, of course we did. It could be that a circuit breaker was overloaded. It should be flipped off automatically if it's a modern fuse box. Oh, come on now, any idiot knows that. When we went to look, it all looked the same in there. We fixed it by pulling this big lever next to the fuse box. It's kind of what you do. Oh, was it the main breaker? I guess. The power came back on after we did it. The main breaker would rarely shut off like that unless there's a power failure. Do you think someone might have shut it off manually? That would certainly kill the power, and it's a more plausible explanation. Oh. If there was a major power failure, you couldn't turn everything back on just like that without the breaker blowing again. Thanks, I had a hunch because something didn't feel right about it. People shouldn't play around with fuse boxes. Those are dangerous. I know. Thanks for the help. Don't mention it. Another thing, about Thanksgiving. I look forward to having you. Would it be okay if we celebrated on the Friday instead? I made a promise to help a friend in need. It's just you and me. It's not a problem to postpone it if you're busy. All I wish is to see you and to see you sometime that weekend. Yeah, I want to come back home too. But, like I said, a friend needs me. Did something bad happen? I can tell you at Thanksgiving. It's a longer discussion than a phone call, but don't worry about it. Okay, well take care of your friend. You have a big heart, son. And everything else, is it good? Yeah, everything else is good. Talk soon. Sure, I'm up for it, or I don't feel like it today. Let's study first. Because there's an optional study. I want to save first, though. Damn, we're on page 3. Alright, so let's do this. I mean, are there hidden shit somewhere? I still have things to do. Oh, they won't let you leave this time. Nick told me we need to put sick fish in quarantine in a separate bowl. I guess that's my responsibility now. Not that I mind it, but I need to make sure I don't forget to take care of the fish. You can now take care of the aquarium from your desk. We got sick fish! You mean I gotta buy fish stuff with my own money? I'm sorry, but all these fish might die.
Yeah,
these
fish ain't gonna make it.
Oh, and don't forget about this.
I don't know what do you win if you keep the fish alive. More fish?
I don't know. Don't forget, there's a million on this Hellraiser cube. Oh, there's nothing here. Can't do anything to that.
One, go to start step one, go to two. Alright.
It's gotta spell out a word.
Hell?
Okay, so these two are standard.
That's both.
Oh, this is gonna be hell. Oh, when I moved this, that moved. This one moves by itself. This man is real good at brain teasers. He could have made a brain teaser game. Hold on, what is this? Something weird here. I did it! I figured it out. It was... Study English, math, or science?
Which one? Oh, we got a test coming up.
All of them.
that.
10% plus score on your math test. That'll do for now. That's all the studying you can do. Buy photo frame for $8. No, I don't have that kind of money. And the only way you can get the money is with the game. Oh, that's how to switch your music. You can switch your music now from here. If you don't like that tune, you can just hit it there. Origami Pigeon. I have a feeling you looked up some of these songs. Alright. So let's go hang out with Zoe and finish the thing. Oh, hold on. There's some new roosters. Halloween pictures are done. Hold on, there's more. Alright. What's up with these posters, guys? Zero shame, huh? Dicks. Oh, shit. The elephant question in the room is, who's the guy with the big one? Ha, ah, it's Leon, isn't it? Zero shame for sure. Zero shame for sure.
Guy, and it's the white guy that's running.
Such a joke of a frat. I don't think it could be Leon. From what I know, it's probably Grim. It could be him, yeah. You wouldn't catch our cocks plastered all around campus, is all I'm saying. The one with no body hair, yeah? Does that printer not enlarge a photo that much? Oh my god. Arieth, delete that! Oh wow, she actually fucked him and she just gave him a burn. Interesting. Yes, it's me. Oh, hi. He's lying. It's not him. Arius, it's not our work. Any help finding out who's doing this to us will be rewarded. I can't delete Sarah's post, dummy, and I've got bigger things to worry about right now. Does anyone know how much your stomach grows when you're pregnant and dieting will make it more balanced so that no one notices? I'm asking for a friend. I'm thinking maybe you shouldn't spread those pictures further than this. They have them proudly on display on one of their walls, you know. This yearbook is so fucking stupid. This year I gave the quote the treatment it deserved. LMAO. It sucks that we have to do it every year. What did you write? What I hate the most about the yearbook is the freaking character limit for the quote. How can I write something inspiring and smart using that few letters? Like, come on, yearbook publishing people, give me a freaking break. It's the same with Rooster. The character limit for my messages is way too... Look. You'll laugh, trust me. I fear my picture came out looking bad. What's the deal with one photo per student? Isn't this the digital age? Couldn't we at least get two shots and pick a favorite? Yearbook quotes suck. Those books are always full of tryhards. The Halloween pictures are done. You can download them here. Big thanks to Dick Jacob for his hard work on them. Tag your friends and enjoy. Here they are. There's the Halloween pictures. Man, somebody dressed for the wrong... the wrong party. That's clearly Santa Claus.
Yeah. Hey, you do whatever you want for Halloween.
I guess you can. You two did an amazing job with this. Great idea and effort. Detention for being a naughty girl to hot President Sage. Queen of Hearts, I'm going to print that photo and hang it on my wall. Hold on, let's look at everybody first because there's 50 replies. How good does ours look? Haha, you can't even tell it's me. I know, right? Duh. Haha. Lamal, I look hilarious in that one. Two cocks at once, huh? Good to know. Awesome, haha. How's she handling the bottles, though? I wouldn't want my dick to touch yours during a blowjob. Yeah, that's an amateur way to do it for sure. Haha, there are so many cats in my photo. Nice touch. Oh my god, you look so good in your picture. It really looks like you're in space. Jacob did a hell of a job with it. Where's the other shot? We look so cool, you'll never cease to amaze me. I didn't use it. Your entire ass and asshole was showing. It's called mooning, bro. You missed the opportunity of a lifetime there. Hell no, I'm not retouching a pic of your asshole. My portfolio looks better without it. It looks like Grim can't keep his hands to himself in your picture. Let's see. Check it out, girls. He sure can't. When we looked like that, not many could. Didn't I tell you it would come out awesome? Aha, your picture is so good. It wasn't among the other pictures. I believe it was real. You can tell that the hat is out of focus. It's okay, not the best. At least Franz looks good in it. Yeah, it looks good. Maybe if you smiled, it would have been better. That's a rad picture of us. It looks like an epic battle in hell. Right? Oh, you meant you and Grim. I thought ours were cool as shit, too. You won't work with Derek's asshole, but have no problem scarring everyone with those horrible photos of Leon? You guys took a photo together? I can't believe I missed that. It was either those pictures of Leon or no pictures of Leon. He snapped some that were even worse. You need to see our picture, haha. You should have gone with no pictures of Leon. I think you were with Sage when we did. Did you see? Jacob put me in detention. I'll have a hard time looking in the mirror after this. Join the club. That's such a raunchy photo of you. Saving that one for sure. Dude, yours is awesome. Scary as hell. I'm loving these. Is Grim really holding your breasts? You two are crazy. There's nothing crazy about it. If the yearbook allowed stuff like it, I'd do it there too. Wow, we're really on the Quinn path right now. Right? It's like it's taken from a movie. LOL, yeah, right. I look so hot. Woo, thanks for taking a picture of me. Oh my god, that's such a great picture of us. Aha, I can't get over how good it looks. You're so cute. Okay, so what do we got to reply to? The people that took the pics? Sage or Quinn?
I like Sage.
You want me to report? Okay. Even
kinda
though...
I'm wondering how that'll get all twisted with it him won't sleeping be... with their mom.
If you only knew, girl. But the thing about it, though, is we're not dating Sage. Like, we're... He literally told Sage that it's not... Yeah. Uh-huh. No, she told him it wasn't going to work out.
No, actually, he did. And she's like... you know, she kind of upset about it. I remember that. I don't even know if we had the option to...
No, we didn't.
Pick what we did. Yeah. At that point,
all right. So hold on, we're gonna look at what is this? We got rewards. I don't care about bios. What did we get? I don't see shit. Oh, 2D art. Oh, we got this one. We got one little 2D art pin. It's nice. But, you know, I'm not bit... I'd say, well, you do the hentai thing and you love comic books. Hold on. Let's look at the picture. We got this one. Oh, wow. That's an animation. Hold on, I think it's a full animation. The hands started moving faster for a minute. Yeah, it does. Yep, that's a full animation.
Found my new watch face.
Ah.
Oh, it's 12 o'clock. Half past the cum shot.
I don't even know what character that is.
That's Quinn.
Is that Quinn?
Yep.
Okay. I guess it is.
She's the only one with platinum hair.
Right. Well, because of that scene, we have to put adults not safe for work on this, but that's okay.
Unless you work at the porn shop. Then it's perfectly fine, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hey, customer, look what I found.
We don't want the miners to get a hold of this. Did you see that? Oh, you didn't see South Park Not Safe for Children, did you? Oh, my God.
I don't know. Is that a new one?
Yes.
I'll have to check.
Oh, my God. They say, look. Look at all these miners. And it's not children. It's like they took AI and they got all these coal miners from the 1940s in black and white pictures. And they all got their dicks hanging out. Look at how these miners are acting. It's your fault, Randy. Look at these miners. And I'm laughing my ass off.
Oh, was it OnlyFans one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did see that one.
Oh, because my God. That, and they,
it was
and they,
called cred. Cause,
yeah.
I got cred, bitch.
They said, Randy, look at these miners. It's your fault.
And stuff on his balls. He's like, oh, yeah, that's a little fizzy. Yeah, I like that.
And I was laughing my ass off. I'm like, oh, my God, only they would think of fucking coal miners. It was hilarious. Definitely watch that if you get a chance, folks. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's on Paramount.
So, we're not done yet. Let's go ahead and get into the Quinn hanging out. Quinn. Zoe hanging out. Because we have no other tasks available. Period. And we're taking too much time. Sure, I'm up for it. Awesome. My day just got better. I'll drop by later. Exit your room. We're ending the free roam. We finished the free roam event. Hey, I said I'd do that much, but we're going to do a little more. We got 15 minutes, guys. It's almost weekend again, and I have nothing planned on Friday. Spend Friday with Maya or spend Friday with Josie?
Did he already promise to spend it with Josie or something?
Either one, mate. Who do you like more?
Who's Maya again?
They're both lesbians.
Oh, it's both one or the other. I want to say Maya.
I want to say Maya.
Yeah, we'll go with Maya.
Since it's been a while since I hung out with Maya, I should ask her if she's free. Hi, Maya. Can we hang out on Friday? I'd love to catch up with you. It's been a while. It sure has. I'd love to. What do you want to do?
What do you think?
We'll figure something out. My place or yours? I need to clean my room and I'm not feeling up for it. Let's do yours. Oh, what's he doing? Hey, Tommy. Thanks again for hosting that awesome Halloween party. I can't remember the last time I had that much fun. No problem. I bet it was fun. I heard you let your girls out again. I don't know what you're talking about. She sure did. She made me chase her half nude through your mansion. Haha, whatever. I was drunk. Don't ever excuse yourself for that. No one that matters would complain about it. I was going to ask you, the posters on campus, what do you know about them? The dick posters? No, the ones advertising the chess club. Yes, the fucking dick posters. Everyone's talking about them. They're hilarious. People knew you guys were crazy and they're laughing at the shit you're doing. Who's that guy with a big dick? Depending on who you ask, they say it's you, Leon, or Grimm. God, everybody's asking. I can see it being Grimm. I got a close look at his crotch during that shot battle. Oh, that is not a man's voice. I can see it being Grimm. I got a close look at his crotch during that shot battle. And I don't think it was... What's the costume?
You like that one at Fairy God... I don't remember. Is it Fairy Godmother or one of the evil stepsisters? And it just looks like a dude in drag.
You're like, hey!
Yeah. Cinderella really screwed me over. Got like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Man, who cares?
Can't do that no more.
I want to know who's posting them. We don't know. Nobody fucking knows anything, but someone does. Can you help out? I can ask around, sure. And no, Tara's mad at you. I don't give a fuck if she is. I'm just saying. I'm late. I know. Something came up. Problems? When are there none? Need my help? You can't help with this. What did Tiff and Gina want? Nothing. I asked them about the posters. Those posters prove that you can't trust anyone here. The campus is a ground zero cesspool of backstabbing cunts. Yeah, and I'm getting the blame for this one. I mean, yeah, I put those pictures on that wall, but this is my fault? My brothers are acting butthurt about it. No, it's not your fault. You throw a big-ass party for people and this is how they repay you? Fucking scum. I'll do some digging for you if you want. The boys want it, yeah. It's done. So, a question for your ears only. Can I trust Lily? With? I'm selling to her. I know, that's it? You can trust her with that. It's more in general, you know, with information and such. She's being helpful, excuse me. She's been helping me sell to her stripper friends. I need to know if she's putting middlemen prices on that or not. I wouldn't know anything about that, but I don't think she would. And I think she would. She's sneaky. Or rather, she said, and I think she would. She's sneaky. Those girls are tight as fuck. I doubt she used them like that. And with stripping for a living, she definitely doesn't need any more money. Trust me on this. I think she's just looking to score cheap lead and not get fucked over with the prices she pays for it. Okay, cool. I gotta bounce. Haha, I swear these Halloween pictures are the best thing ever. People look drunk as hell in them, and there's this awesome, totally serious post-processing that Jacob did. I get the feeling that it's a professional doing his job, even though the time could be spent on something better. And I fucking love it. Mine came out awesome. I didn't realize how many had their picture taken. I thought I was busy getting people to pose for the camera, but it seems that Elena did most of the work. Aha, did you see the one of Leon? Do you know who Leon is? It's the guy dressed as the girl with the pigtails, right? Yeah, it is.
Never mind. He's white. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Black dude's name was.
The dude that did the post processing.
I know who he is, but I can't
Jacob.
Remember. Jacob. Okay.
Look at this picture. Jacob definitely knew what he was doing with it. Look at the picture, or look at Zoe.
Look at Zoe.
What do you think? That's funny or poor Leon?
That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny as hell, at least to everyone but Leon. It's not bullying, is it? Bullying? If he put on that costume for Halloween, he was begging for it. This pic is my favorite. It looks awesome as I imagined it would. Well, that does look cool. Yeah, we nailed it. We don't even look drunk. Aha. This picture, though, ooh, I love how he did that. That is great. Aha, yeah, what about it? What about it? Really? You seem to be enjoying college. I definitely am. Slut! She's not a slut. I meant you are. Oh, come on. Everyone has an inner slut we need to let out at times. That's your Oprah message. That's your Oprah message.
That sounds like a girl on Fit and Fresh. Like, they...
Oh, Fresh and Fit.
Fresh and Fit until they start trying to make a point until they get the tables turned on them. And then they're like, well, I mean, everyone's got to be slut every once in a while.
Everybody's got an inner slut. They just have to let out at times.
Really?
You sure let that slut out tonight? Yeah, I was thirsty. So was I, so I just had some water. You have way too many books in here. And funny enough, it's not even half of what it used to be. Do you even read any of these? Nope, they're pretty much decorative only. The only books I read these days are class literature. Oh, and my mom's diary. Shut up. Yeah, I know. You gotta show me that. Here it is. Where the hell did you even get it? On my birthday, I got a box of her things and an inheritance. $5,000. Well, why can't we use that money to buy half the bullshit in this game? On your birthday, why? I don't know why, but that's when I got it. I believe it's her last diary. Dad told me she wrote a lot. And I get to experience her life through it. It's pretty amazing. Dude, you're gonna make me cry over here. You're a softy now. Haha, shut up, I'm not a softy, but this is your mom's diary. It's huge. From not knowing a lot about her to having access to her actual fucking outlet, I know how I treat my notebook. If it's anything like it, this is the best birthday gift you could have gotten. That's exactly the way I feel about it. It's a gift that keeps giving. What I do is I read a few pages at a time and then I put it away for a while. I don't want to rush through it. To me, it feels like she's still filling it with her daily stories. Like I get to read what just happened, and I'm living alongside it. Maybe that doesn't make much sense. Can you read some for me? I totally get it if you don't want to, but I'm dying to find out how she was. And I want to see if there are any uncanny resemblances between you two. Oh, okay. I'll read a few pages with you. I'm so excited. What's happened until now? And then there was Mike. I remember when Mike waltzed through the door and nothing but a pair. Oh. She's moved to a big place. They're turning into a hotel. They're in the midst of renovations and she doesn't like it there one bit. And Dad's working there. That's how they met, right? Yeah, and last time I read it, he asked her out on a date, but she kind of turned him down because he's been annoying her with the construction noise. Ahaha, no way. Okay, here goes. Well, okay, maybe this is going to end up the way I... Here we go again. Oh! If I'm
sleeping, it's a flashback.
I know, well, we, of course, he's reading the diary. Dear diary, they're still doing it.
Ooh, had a flash, you know, like when they're like on Django where the guy gets eaten by the dog. Just shows just enough. Like, ooh, that was hacking.
Every day, amazingly, it gets louder and louder. I'm now at that point where I'm seriously considering changing my sleeping schedule to avoid the daily heart attack-inducing wake-up calls. And I might have to install a lock in my room, too. This thing happened with that annoying guy I wrote about. Ah! Oh, no! Ah! I'm so sorry! I knocked! You knocked. Does that permit you to enter my room? I wasn't even in here. What the hell's wrong with you? I'm so sorry. I'm such an idiot. I just wanted to see you. Yeah, you seen me all right. Honey, are you okay? Oh my god. Hi. Not there. In the closet. He's coming from that door. You have too much crap in here. What's up with the commotion? Dad, I'm not decent. I heard yelling. Oh, that? It was just, you know, those damn idiot workers. They are utterly incompetent. They keep waking me up and making all that noise, which gets on my nerves. I understand, honey, but you'll have to find a way to tolerate it. This will be our life for the next few months. After the construction crew finishes demolition, it'll settle down with the heavy machinery. But you'll have to get used to it being people in here running about. Oh, they're running about like freaking toddlers exploring every nook and cranny. Are they disturbing you in other ways, too? I can have a chat with them. No, I'll give them an earful later, believe you me. Get dressed and join your mother for breakfast. I'll be heading out shortly. Yes, Dad. You did great. What the hell is wrong with you? I know you want to give me an earful, but he's still within earshot, so... Thanks for covering for me. I don't know why you did that, but I appreciate it. Don't flatter yourself. If I didn't do that, you'd be leaving through a hole in the wall like that wrecking ball of yours. And trust me, we have enough ruined walls in our home. You could at least have the decency to look at me when I scold you. I would, but I can still kind of see your tit. Ah! I'll leave and let you put on some clothes. Hell no, I'm not done with you. You're not going anywhere until I get some answers.
Alright.
Didn't I tell you to look at me? Again, I do it, but when you pulled your towel up, you kind of exposed your hoo-ha. Oh my god, turn around! I wasn't planning on embarrassing you like this, just so that you know. You certainly have a talent for it. I'd compliment you, but I'm afraid it'd come off creepy. Great, you almost know when to shut your mouth. You have a very fit body. Will you shut up? Now tell me what you're doing in here. Now? Don't you want to put on more clothes? Doesn't matter, you've already seen me in my full glory, hoo-ha and everything. You're extremely pretty. FYI, I'm this close to kicking you in the nuts. I'm so sorry, this wasn't how it was supposed to go. I was coming up here to talk to you. I haven't been able to stop thinking about you since we met downtown. And I wanted to give you this. It's just a small gift, something to apologize for all the noise we've been making. What is it? Earplugs. Earplugs. The best earplugs you can find. Trust me, they might not make you completely deaf, but they should help you get your beauty sleep. Which, if I might add, you don't need a lot of. Earplugs? Is that why you had to enter my room?
Yeah.
The earplugs were the conversation starter. I was gonna ask you out on a date, but before I could do that, you showed up naked. Haha, which is ironically what a good date would lead to. I sense that I should leave. I'm leaving. Where did we land on that date? Well, you know where to find me. Just follow the noise. Mom warned me that it would feel exposed to live in the house while construction... construction workers were here. But not in my wildest guesses did I think this is what she meant. Earplugs? Huh. A date? Huh. I have no interest in dating that guy at all. Ever. Dear Diary, it's 9 a.m. Yes, that's right. 9 frickin' a.m. I thought I'd woken up early, but that wasn't the case. What the hell? Earplugs, these wonderful earplugs. How is that possible? They're so small, yet they stop big noise from disturbing my not-needed beauty sleep. Haha. Floating on air and I leapt. Straight out of my chair, almost wept. I swear I must step in dream. Now she's trying to look for him. If I'm sleeping, don't wake me up. Lynette? Now. Oh, it's you. I didn't see you there. Sure you did. I saw you look in my direction. I wasn't looking at you. I was looking at something else. Something else? Yeah, so what? What do you mean? What do you want? I won't apologize again for the other day. I won't enter your room ever again without your permission. Good. Have a nice evening. That's it? Sorry? You usually have more things to say than that. Call me crazy, but when a woman stares at me angrily, it doesn't scream, stay and talk to me. Thank you for the earplugs. Oh, you're welcome. How are they? Annoying at first, but once I fell asleep, I slept well throughout the night. And I didn't hear you this morning either. That's great. I'm happy you like them. Are you off work now, or... Yeah, I'm heading back into town into to my room. Okay. Wanna come with? To your room? No, into town. We could eat dinner together if you'd like. I'm not that hungry. That's perfect. I don't have too much money to spend on food. How about it? A car ride and a hot dog? Will you bring me back here after? You got it. So what kind of hot dog are we having?
Football.
Any kind you like. Mustard? Yuck. Yuck, you're a weirdo. Excuse me? You can't eat hot dogs without mustard. That's like eating cake without beer.
Think of if you asked a girl out now, what do you want to do? Oh, let's get a hot dog. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. Who drinks beer with...
I wear Prada. What the fuck's Prada?
Right.
Prada.
I don't know. Who drinks beer with cake? Are you for real? She's totally digging it. She is, isn't she? That's hilarious, dude. Did Neil ever tell you that story? That she saw her naked? He never told me that. It was awkward to read this. But he did tell me that he got her earplugs, so he must have spared me those details. Is it me, or does she complain a lot? She does. She's 18, right? She doesn't sound like she's in a happy place in life, having to move away from her best friends and all. I think that's the reason why she's moody. Still, I can't believe this is her diary. I'm so happy for you. Thanks, Zoe. I knew you'd understand how much it means to me. I didn't even have to explain it to you. Thanks for letting me hang out here. I needed it. I think I'm gonna bounce. Barbecue. What? We're having a barbecue the night before Thanksgiving. If you want to come, it'd be great. Sounds dope. Shoot me the details later. Yeah, I'll make sure to do it.
Will there be dope?
So, see ya. Okay, so that's the end of that day. Now we're in the yoga class. No, Graham, don't end it here. God damn it, it's chill. I'm sorry, guys. We have to go. It's 3:04. I need to watch more Super Vixens and take my medicine so I can go to sleep tonight. Super Vixens. The Russ Meyer film.
Well,
the Russ Meyer film I was watching.
And then we later found out from Epstein they were super victims.
I don't know. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Being a Dick. Stay tuned.
Later.